Yes. Welcome to the Tea Time.
No. I've never
worked with just joking. Again. Welcome to the Tea Time 3 podcast. I'm Tamara.
We're trying to decide how we want to do our intro for the Tea Time. Is Tea Time 3? That's
tea what
we call
three.
It?
Mm-hmm.
And not TQ?
No.
No.
Tea Time 3?
Yeah, you're doing podcast. Too many, but I don't know.
And we're trying to decide how we want the intro to sound.
Hi. Welcome to the Tea Time 3 podcast.
That's fine. I like that. All right, intros. I am TV, and
Keep
I'm
one.
Afraid of cyber stalkers, so I don't give my full name. And I'm the eldest daughter of my mother and father. Won't give their name.
You ain't gonna give no,
no, no information.
What if we tell it? They gonna figure you out.
I know.
Intro, I'm T2, also known as Tamara. I don't know what else y'all need to know about me. I'm the fun one.
She said, I'm the fun one.
Because then somebody going to try to try you for your fun. Let's see how fun it is.
I ain't that fun, y'all.
You
got
to be careful.
I am T3. My name is Talissa. I'm the youngest of three girls. I am...
In the midst of T3's bio, our nephew has ran into the room and he is playing the first sounds of him being born, as you hear in the background. And now he's talking to his mother.
Face to face. We don't have a studio. We're at a kitchen table. Yeah.
But,
don't press it too loud.
That is too loud,
will
Max.
Will BB Max?
Will be BB?
Yeah, take that to BB.
Oh, yeah, let BB see it. Yeah, for her.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking a little bit about the do's and don'ts, or how-tos of interviewing. And we might each share a little funny story about interviews we've had. I think I'm probably the most experienced in interviews because I cannot keep a job.
Yeah,
Currently, T2 is on a job search. Mm-hmm. And
not search per se, because I'm working, but I guess I am still searching for another job. Because the job that I have is a bunch of Yahoos.
They know they're Yahoos.
And I got to get up out of there.
Yeah. But that's the reason why I chose the topic, because that is something that we are currently going through. T2 is going through it. And we are going to try and, like, you know, encourage you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to talk about job interviews. And let's start with funny stories. So, this is a segment called What Y'all Laughing At. And the reason why... did you break that just now?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. The reason why we are naming it What Y'all Laughing At is because when we were younger, we would get in the room together and just be cracking up. Mm-hmm. And somebody inevitably would come into that room. What y'all laughing at?
I
don't know if you remember, Lissa, but we used to record ourselves. So we was queens of podcasting.
Yeah.
We had an old radio.
And sometimes Byron and Molly would come over and
I remember doing it when we lived on Richmond Street in Bogalusa.
I remember doing it in Folsom, too.
I don't remember in Folsom, but I do remember they had that little room on the side where we had our toy box, that yellow toy box.
I remember the yellow toy box because I fell on that toy box and broke it. Broke the top of it.
The plastic?
Uh-huh.
Dang, how you break that?
I broke the top of it, girl.
It was a big plastic toy box.
It was like an egg or something, yeah.
And the top was there. It was like a cracked egg. The top would come off.
Well, I broke the top of it.
You remember that
top box? It was black, you said?
It was yellow.
You know, I remember that.
It had a smiley face on it.
That's when Talissa slept in that baby bed for 12 years.
But no, y'all just unlocked
a memory.
buried memory in my head.
Yeah, yeah, so we used to go in that little room because we were all sleeping in that big room. Mm-hmm. And then mom and dad had a room. And they had, we had made that side room, playroom. Mm-hmm. And we would take that little black radio, mm-hmm, and, you know, press the, yep, record and play button at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Record ourselves.
What are y'all talking, yep, about? Just kid stuff.
Uh-huh. We need to talk about silly. So sometimes we would say funny stuff like, oh, we need to keep that.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I don't think we kept any of those. Oh, we probably, it might, some of the tapes might still be at the house.
They might be at the house.
Or, daddy got a lot of those. So.
Yeah, daddy.
I got some,
he don't throw nothing away.
I saw some cassette tapes somewhere.
I wonder if you could, like, convert
them. If I was sitting, yeah, I'm sure, yeah, you can. It's 2018. They got all kinds,
that's
of
true,
technologies out there. But so we've been doing recording.
Yeah.
And that's when I started, like, listening to my voice, mm-hmm, and decided I didn't like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I sound funny. I don't like the way I sound.
I like my voice now.
I
sound like you, though.
I like the way I sound talking, but I've recorded myself singing before, and I sound like a llama.
Like a llama.
None of us can sing.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
I wish I could.
I can carry a note.
I can harmonize.
Singer. Yeah, I
could
do.
I could harmonize.
Choir.
I'm a Michelle in a group of Beyoncés. I'm a Michelle.
Ooh, no, poor Michelle. She don't get no respect.
I'm a Farrah.
Who was Farrah?
Farrah, exactly. She was in the group for 2 days.
She got kicked out.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
yeah, I can't. That's
sing. Not about right.
Okay, so
we know a little bit about podcasting before.
I think that's cool.
Podcast.
I know y'all. I know. Music? I remember y'all recording,
like,
music.
No, yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe you might even be younger than that.
Yeah,
no, you were younger than that because you weren't in school yet. Because you used to ride around with daddy.
With daddy?
In the truck.
Okay, yeah.
The blue school.
That.
Remember?
Now you know that. That time that we always tell that story about when Molly was saying it's not good to eat drugs. We was recording ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we did do something.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's not good to eat drugs.
Y'all doing PSAs on us.
We do. I remember that old tape I found at Aunt Michelle.
Jeez.
She might not want that story,
yeah,
on the podcast. Sorry, Michelle.
That's her business. Let her tell that. But I don't remember some. I don't remember things that we said, but yeah. I do remember us, yeah, doing that, recording ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us your
funny story. So my funny story, my funny interview story, because I have so many. Because I don't think I've ever had a successful interview.
I don't think so either. I've had one successful enough to get a job, but I'm still like, that interview was terrible. How did I get that job?
Man. People just like, oh, that interview,
right? Maybe she needed.
I had one interview where they were telling us to make sure you go to, this is in college, make sure you go to the website. They want you to be knowledgeable about the company or something, mm-hmm, like that. And I think I did, but I don't like reading long articles and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. So I was like, let me just print this page out. And I just glanced through it or whatever. So I went on to, on I was on the right website.
Okay.
But it was like, the part that, because I love biographies,
mm-hmm,
and like people's stories, so I just stopped right there. The man who, I don't remember what company it was, but I just remember the man who started the company. You know how they tell about his background, 1845. So
right.
I was talking to the man about that. I was like, that was so interesting. Nothing about, nothing about the job, nothing about what I could do or whatever. I was just talking about the book. It was like a book. It was like an article I read about the man that started the company.
He
like,
did you get that job?
I was like, oh, okay. Was like, no. I didn't get the job. I ain't get nothing from them people. I think they gave me a t-shirt.
I think that's the worst, that they don't, like, respond back.
I know, that's
the
so bad.
Yeah,
I feel like they should. You could just, at least
I don't want you.
Right. We did not like the interview.
You know what? I always said that if I was in a position.
They say you're supposed to call.
Like, with my
oh,
business, if
now?
I.
Mm-hmm.
That's putting too much on the person.
I mean, you know,
now, if with my business, if I ever get big enough to have to, you know, hire somebody,
yeah,
or interview or whatever, I will always call the person, or maybe not even call, maybe do a little polite email.
Yeah.
And tell them what they did wrong, what I felt was wrong, or what I felt they lacked for the next time they go interview somebody.
Maybe you should ask them if they want that, because some people be. They harassed me.
Oh,
and was sending me letters.
They harassed me. That'd be all right.
That's it. They sent me a screenshot.
You know, you're going to be on Twitter.
You know, That's the kind of stuff that happens. Yeah, like, you know, like this. I be thinking that people think the same way I do, so I'm gonna help them, and I'm gonna send them a letter to tell them, they'll turn it around on me and be like, look what she sent me. I can't believe it. Don't nobody work for her. You're like, yep, dog.
Right, yeah, well, scratch that then. That's not a good idea.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's
nobody.
Just me.
I ain't gonna have you ask nobody.
Yeah, you know, you probably could get them to like sign something and say, you know, would you like feedback?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, ask them first.
Said your name again. We'll just do womp.
Every time I say your name, I'm going womp. Just like womp say
it. Maybe we can get like a recording that say T1. So every time you say your name, just put it there.
Charlotte told me one time, she was saying something about Facebook because she loves Facebook. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, you need to get you an account. I was like, I don't want no account. She was like, let me tell you something. Nobody is looking for you.
That's very true.
I was like, you would be surprised. And if somebody, if I start this account and somebody start bothering me, I'm gonna send them to you.
Girl, I love block. I block anybody and everybody.
I get blocked more often than I get to block people. And it'd be crazy because it's like, I wouldn't even turn anything. Right. I go to somebody's page.
They got a block option on Facebook.
They got a block option on everything.
Yeah.
I will block you just as soon as I look at you. If I look at your picture and your eyes too far apart, I'm blocking you.
I don't like it. I don't like your eyes far apart either. You know, but I know that's that. You got to take that up with Jesus. They can't
get far. I wonder if he get offended when we talk about other people.
Yeah, because he created it. I made that. That's like if I make this ring, you'll be like, ooh, this ring ugly. So that's how Jesus feel about talking about. Well, you shouldn't set the ass so far.
I think he knows they ugly. He wanted.
Jesus knew it. Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
We need
when he made
people.
You ugly, he knew it.
That's right.
I'm like, use that. You know the Lord knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. When he made you as ugly as you are.
Oh, man. Let me see.
Ugly.
Ugly. Do I have a funny interview story? I have some sad interview stories.
I'm embarrassed.
Not sad like crying sad, but sad like this is really sad.
Embarrassing. I got more.
Like even ones that's like not sad on my part, but sad on like the employer's part. Like, so what were y'all doing? Like, were you sure you were ready to hire somebody? Because this is not right.
Now I have one time. I went to a job, and I guess they were so desperate for people. I went to a job. I filled out the thing, and she was like, "When can you start?" I was like, "You ain't even look at this thing." You don't know what I do.
I could have said anything on this paper. You could have said zippity doo dah.
I could have said I was a professional clown. You don't know.
What was your last job? Clowning, girl. I was clowning at that last job.
I was the Chuck E. Cheese mouse for 12 years. You don't even know when you asked me when could I start.
I was clowning, y'all. Write that down.
Oh man, yeah. So I got
2006 to present clowning.
But I have a lot of interview experience because from where I've been working, I've worked since I was 15. My first job, I was 15 years old. I worked at a DMV.
I thought about a wig.
Oh yeah, and it was a woman there, and her wig sat so high up on her hair, it looked like Jesus put it on there.
She was crowned with righteousness.
Ooh, that wig set up so high. But let's see what else. But yeah, throughout from 15 to 34, I've had a lot of interviews. Some jobs that I really, really wanted. Some that I didn't really want, but I was at a position to where I just needed a job. Mm-hmm. I'm a single mother, so it's kind of touch and go sometimes. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do when you're a single mother.
I hate that. Gotta take this job just because
right.
You don't want it.
But I'm trying to think. You might have to go first, Lissa.
Okay.
Think if I can think of any funny ones. That one where I filled out that paper. I said that
lady.
That's funny, you didn't even have to give me that paper.
Hey,
right.
Been working.
Right.
Started today.
I had an interview one time. It was in the middle of the summertime. I had just graduated college, and. It was the first time that I had ever been in a group interview, which I think is completely inappropriate. I don't think that they should do that. But anyway, I don't even remember what company it was for. I think it was something in sales. It was like a trailer.
Like a double wide. Like when a church don't have enough money and they start trying to get a double wide.
Oh, okay. It was like that. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna work for me. Okay, let me start this over again.
You're giving them too much.
I know. So I had this interview. I had this interview that was in a trailer, like module, and they had chairs and stuff like that. It was like, well, your church doesn't have enough money, and they had to buy a trailer to hold service.
That was just a funny example.
But anyways, it was in that. And I guess they didn't have any, like, separate rooms, because it was a group interview. I guess they didn't have separate rooms to, like, take us off and ask us, like, separate questions, but they gave us, like, this piece of paper that we had to fill out, I guess, like, talking about what our skills were and how we would be good at the job, and we had to fill it out. And I remember feeling so uncomfortable because I'm sitting next to this woman and she kept looking on my paper. I don't know whether she was looking for answers. Personal question. Yeah. I don't know whether she was looking for answers or she was like trying to
compare, maybe.
Yeah, maybe she was trying to raise me or something like that. Like, you know how you would do in school? Like, I'm taking my notes faster, you know? Yeah. I think she was doing that. Right. So that happened. And then afterwards, I don't think they had any side rooms. They asked us to take us outside to do the one-on-one part of the interview. And it was so hot out there, y'all. Me and that woman was just out there just sweating. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sweating. I'm in heels. And
what
I'm
was the job for?
I think it was a sales shot. I don't even remember. No, I gotta tell about the other job. And I'm just leaning in, just sweating.
Y'all just gonna make y'all pick sugar cane.
I know, they probably would, but we were just sitting there sweating. And I remember thinking, like, if they do call me back, I'm not going back to this job. Y'all not about to have me out here in my good clothes sweating and funking around. I'm not about to do that. And then I had another job interview. I don't know why we were outside. I had another job interview. This was quick. Oh, where I was really, this was down to the wire because I had been unemployed for almost a year out of college. I didn't have a job. So I'm looking for anything. I applied to be a Krav Maga instructor. I went to the interview.
No, you didn't. You lied. She went, girl.
I went to the interview. It was on the West Bank, New Orleans. And everyone
was chilling. What you gonna do? They was gonna
She was gonna wing it. She was gonna wing it.
It was gonna kick your behind.
I was gonna figure it out, girl. I'm gonna let people
look up. I can't believe you.
I'm in there doing something. Light stretches and stuff. I don't know. I gave them my resume and everything, so it's like.
And they called you back then?
Right, you called me. Exactly. So that probably says a lot about, like, what were they looking for. But not only did you call me back, but we scheduled the whole interview, and I went there and had the interview.
Your resume didn't say nothing about no
cry,
no more
cry. Oh, no karate.
I don't even know what made me think, like, I can do this.
Dang, it was like, really desperate.
Yes.
I
was? Yes.
I can't even imagine. What did the man say when you went in there?
We had a whole interview. We talked, and he was asking me, like, about my schedule and stuff like that, and
just like regular, like your
yeah, it had to be
just like regular questions. I mean, they didn't call me back though. He probably was like,
in the world, he was practicing. He was new at interviewing. Like,
what did you have on? What did you wear to that interview?
I had on a dress.
You could at least wear yoga pants.
I didn't know. I had on a dress. I had on my trusty dress.
What if he would have said, "Okay, let's show me some of your moves." God, I would have paid to be a fly on the wall.
But I did. I had on my dress, that blue dress that I got, that blue sleeves dress, and a blazer and some heels, and that's what I had on. That was my go to interview outfit.
Oh, yeah,
One time, I really wanted this job. I shouldn't have did this. I went to this one job. It was I guess I can say their name. It's a search engine optimization company.
I know. You can't say
things. Okay, well, I wanted to do. I wanted to be a part of the search engine optimization business in the city, and they had some opening for some account executives and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I can do this. I'm gonna wear a grown up outfit, and I went to Mama's closet, y'all. To Mama's closet. I shouldn't have did this. I didn't do my hair. I think, was I going natural? No, that's when I had that weave. Remember? It was my first time. It was bad.
This story is hard.
It was bad. Because it was my first time getting the weave and it swole up on me. It was so big. So I was talking about that woman at the DMV with the hair hat. I had the hair hat. Then I went into Mama's closet. And I got this houndstooth blazer, and when I put it together, I thought it looked good. But when I went back after the interview, I looked like I had a zoot suit on that whole time. Needless to say, I didn't get the job, and I was nervous. Yeah, I thought
I was gonna pull out some shooters. Now you know what? I do have a fun. Now this is not a funny interview story, but this is a funny getting dressed for an interview story. Yeah.
Time you put them
flip-flops. No. That was high school, and I got that job.
You wasn't in no high school.
Was it? It was, because I had just graduated high school, and I got that job, too, matter of fact. But, everybody else was. Girl, we was in Bogalusa.
Well, I didn't know that well. I guess.
No, I had an interview at this company. I already worked for the company, but I was trying to get into a different department. So, younger people don't have too many suits.
Right.
So, and they was like, you need to wear an interview. You know, you're going on an interview, you need to wear a suit or whatever. So, I didn't really have no suits. And then I couldn't fit none of Mama clothes because that's when I was a little bit bigger than Mama
different
was.
Size, yeah.
I was big. Okay, so I done lost weight now, but I'm still big, but okay. I done lost weight. Just want to let y'all know that. I went next granny.
Oh, no. Did you ask you want some granny?
I went next granny for a suit. Now she had a nice suit. Now put it on, y'all.
Did you fit it?
I smell like Jerry girl. Oh, dang. I smell like I had a fresh bottle of Activator.
You didn't say that. You got to block that out.
Did y'all? It had like the lining of the around the vent. It was so juicy. Ooh, and I smelled like Jerry Curl all day. Ooh, man, that was funny. I can say it now. She don't have no Jerry Curl no more.
And she don't listen to podcasts. She sure don't have no Jerry Curl.
Oh, she don't mind. Oh, man, that's funny. That's the truth, though. I didn't get that job, though.
No, I'm sorry.
I think he smelled that juice.
We don't want that curl in here.
In this segment, we're going to be talking about tips for interviewing that we've all, learned throughout our journeys, kind of mastered a little bit. We're going to start with T1.
One interview tip. I think that's useful is practicing before. And I've learned that some companies in HR, you can even have them run over or go over interview questions with you if you're trying to apply for another position inside that company.
Like a business that you already work for?
A business you already work for, unless they'll go in there. No, if you already work there and you're trying to get a promotion.
Okay.
The HR will help you. You know, they'll help you practice. So I think practice helps.
Yeah.
You get somebody to ask you questions and you answer. And then they said for phone interviews, I've learned that they said in front of a mirror where you're looking at yourself, make sure you're sitting up straight, smiling while you talk or whatever. And it conveys through your voice.
That's good.
That's about it. That's all I can remember right now.
Okay. You got one more?
I've been out of the wheel for about
She said that's all she can remember.
Okay.
You know that?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's good then for 3 years.
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know if I have 3. I know through my experience, employers have liked it when I liked. I'm sorry, maybe that's why I didn't get no good job.
Somebody stopped me one time and I was doing an interview and the guy asked me this, and I know I don't say liked it.
I don't say that either.
You just did it, but I know I don't say it.
No, she said liked it.
Oh, yeah.
You said liked it? You sure?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Did I say liked it?
Oh, okay. I thought you said
liked it.
All right, my bad. Go ahead.
Just say it together.
I'm sorry.
Womp.
The duck sound over there.
Well, no, a lot of employers have liked it when you engage. So when they ask you, do you have any questions? Actually, have questions.
Yeah, good questions.
Because I remember I went on an interview and I asked the lady. I said, "Well, if I was to get the job, what would you, you know, you being my supervisor, I'm my manager, what would you expect from me on a daily basis?" And she was like, oh, "That's a great question. Yeah, y'all don't use that. I'm still using it myself."
I've asked somebody before, "What's your management style?" Because I
want to
know
in my business,
whatever we're dealing with.
Right, so engage and ask some questions. Ask them questions.
Yes,
I have a college education. let's see, what else? I don't think that dress is too important anymore.
I feel like it should.
But be presentable. Right. Definitely be presentable. Don't go in there funky, sweaty, just came from the gym. Don't go in there with yoga pants. Don't go to a Cobb McGraw interview in a suit. So dress appropriately. And definitely be on time. Actually be 15 minutes before time.
Be earlier.
Yeah. I know employers like that. So punctuality. Even if you get the job and you're going to be late every day, be early to the interview.
Okay, so my three would be to send thank you notes. I know.
Yeah, ain't supposed to send
them. Well, I send thank you notes, but sometimes sending that thank you email is okay. Like just a follow up.
Yeah, because people don't do letters anymore. Mm-hmm.
They don't do letters anymore. I mean, I like it because I'm a traditionalist at heart. But I get like not wanting to waste your postage or anything on something that might not be, you know, I guess come to fruition. But following up and doing it quickly, so like as soon as you leave the interview, make sure that you're sending some kind of email saying thank you for your time today or something like that. I got a tip one time about putting like perfume or something that smells like you on like your hand. Not like it's wet or anything like that, but like on your hand or some place where you're going to touch the person that you're talking to. So like if you go to shake, I know this is weird, but it has something to do with like our sensory, you know.
I thought you could do it in relationship.
You can do it in relationship not too, in but
I mean that's kind of a relationship.
You know, so you shake the person's hands and they remember you because they remember your smell. Mm-hmm. I know it's weird, but I mean, if you want to trick somebody, you in the...
trying to trick nobody.
You in here trying to scam your way into a... anyway into a position and you go ahead and do it. So I guess maybe to piggyback on what Tamara was saying about, no, that was T1 was saying.
I was about to say
T1 was saying about I just lost my train of thought. That baby.
We gotta write stuff.
Don't take your babies to the interview.
Don't take your baby to the interview. If you do.
What's her name? Nisa Nash did. She got her jobs. But she was an actress, and you know how they go in the room to go and do the
totally different. This world. Was it. When they ask you to tell me a little about yourself, I learned this the hard way. I know other people probably already knew this, but Talissa did not. Don't talk about yourself. Talk about like what you did and who you are as far as that position is concerned.
I like books.
Right, but really what they're saying, tell me about yourself. They're saying, okay, so if this position is for somebody who's a writer, then let me tell you about myself.
I don't really think anybody ever taught me that, but I've never done that. I've always...
You talked about like your...
Talk about myself like
skills.
In that position. Yeah.
Talk
about my skills.
Well, you got common sense.
I was talking about myself. I like to write.
Right.
And I don't like when they're like, well, what are some of your personal hobbies? Why?
Mm-hmm.
We going to start being friends?
We ain't friends.
I know.
Everybody that I work with has tried to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I will talk about Facebook and Instagram in their face and show them pictures on my thing. Be like, look, this is what I was doing this weekend. You but you're not about to follow me.
I know.
Because we're not friends. I'm here to make money.
That's right. I know that's real.
But yeah, that's my tips. That's it. More that we can probably talk about.
Oh, yeah, I know I do.
Because interviews... That's stressful. Oh, somebody said this too.
You can be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Breathing exercises. So get some breathing exercises and do them before and after the interview.
Why after?
After, just to kind of like calm yourself down.
Oh, okay.
what kind of interview you going on? You got to be calmed down.
After. I guess it's so stressful.
The Cobb McGraw interview.
It's a job you desperately want.
Yeah, especially if it's something you desperately
you
want.
You need, you could be nervous. When you go on in front of like a panel, I hate those type of interviews.
But I like a panel interview.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
I have.
I like a panel interview.
Oh no,
better than I like a group interview. I feel like group interviews are an insult to everybody's intelligence that's in there.
I never did a group interview.
I can't stand.
I went to it wasn't a panel interview. It was a group.
It was a group interview. Lately. It's degrading a bit, isn't it?
In Baton Rouge, yeah, I didn't like it.
They got you in front of everybody else that you're competing against?
Yeah.
And they asking y'all all questions at the same time?
I felt like I was on the Flavor Love.
When I was in that Zoot suit, that's the kind of interview it was. And they had a man in there, y'all. He was so just fabulous. He had been to the south of France and he had did all the things. And it's just like, well, let me leave now.
I did all the things.
Let me leave now. I can go get me a Philly cheesesteak. Shoot.
Go ahead and hire him.
He's
so great.
I think they actually did. Because the lady was just like fawning over. She almost was like in his lap.
Oh my goodness. I hate it.
I don't like group interview. It sucks.
And I don't. I learned also to don't take. If you don't get hired, you know, or they say no or whatever, or they tell you they're going to go with somebody else, don't take it personally.
Yeah. Yes,
because I've heard a whole lot of no's. A whole lot.
So I'll be taking.
Me too. We're like, well, they'll never get my business.
Right.
It ain't had nothing to do with the company.
Right.
Never speak nothing.
Like, I hope the airplanes fall down. Mm-hmm. I hope the energy don't work. Right. This segment is about the TD Drake debates, which started last year. I asked a question on Twitter. If there was a Twitter debate team, who would you want on your team? And I think that came around because I noticed that people are just so combative on, and it's the only social media account I have. So I'm gonna say on Twitter. So combative and argumentative. So I was like, well, since y'all like to argue so much, why don't we hone in those skills and develop some teams? I was thinking teams at first, teams of four, from like what I remember from like, you know, what you see in high school, like regular debate teams. It's like a few people on a team. And did a little research, and I think they did say it's like four.
Okay.
So I asked that question and people responded. People don't usually respond to nothing I ask, but this time they did. So I was like, oh, it might be a good idea. Yeah. So I got a couple of teams together. It's hard trying to get everybody's schedule together, but you give them a topic and each team discuss, you know, that topic. They do a for and against. So one team's for, one team's against a given topic. And it's timed, and we have judges that decide who, for or against, who was able to present their case the best. And that is the TD Drake debates. At first, it was Drake debates, but I had to change it because people was like, "Are we debating Drake's music?" I was like, "No,
okay."
It's not
and it was an original idea, so if you try to use the idea, we come and fight.
Mm-hmm. So we already got the hashtags and the TMs,
TMs and the hashtag
trademarks and the all that.
That's right. So that was my little idea.
Yeah,
of something creative, a game of sorts to
so,
play.
We're going to use this forum, this podcast, to kind of house the Drake debates as well as on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And I have one coming up on Friday. I mentioned about the team thing, but I've allowed like 2-person teams.
Oh, yeah.
And this time I have like 1 on each team.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's easy with one because then you
what's
one
the person.
We don't get a topic to the day of, we don't have anybody interject.
Well, by the time this is published.
Oh, okay. So the topic is, are debates good? I mean, are tattoos good or bad?
Okay.
And it's funny because a lot of people have tattoos, and both of the guys that's going to be debating have tattoos.
Yes, they both got to debate. Okay, that's going to be really interesting. So they're going to be like,
And they don't know who's going to do for or against until the day of the thing. So they have to present cases either for or against.
I know when T2 just got her tattoo, she was talking about getting it. And I was like, I don't want it. But you can't tell her nothing. She want to do what she want to do.
Well, my tattoo means something.
They all do, usually, don't they?
Sometimes. Well, sometimes. Some people just get them because they just want to get them. But I had a car accident in October. October 6, 2016, and on the hand that had the most damage, I lost my
index finger
on my left hand. So I got a tattoo of the date of my accident on my hand, and I think for my birthday this year, I'm going to go back and get rebirth. Because I celebrate the 10th of October, I mean the 6th of October as my rebirth, my rebirth day.
Okay.
So. But I might not. I might just leave the date.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah, that's enough.
Next thing you know, you're going to have a whole
thing. I'm going to have a star on my head like baby.
Birdman.
Okay.
Hey, staying dangerous. All
him
right.
And Tony married yet?
Yeah. I think
did?
So. Yeah.
He already got married?
Secured the bag.
Because, you know, he was having money troubles. Well,
she done had Well, they was having money troubles. Well,
I think she may be all right now. Okay. But she done been on that road before.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So, we're going to... How's the TD Drake debates here?
Mm-hmm. Any questions or concerns?
Yeah.
The email.
If you sign up.
Yeah, or if you want to sign up, the email address is
t3podcast@gmail.com, and that is txthenumber3podcast@gmail.com. And that is also a baby.
And we have another visitor. It's when I say another visitor, it's not more than one baby. It's just one baby that keeps coming back.
Okay, we better stop before he says something else.
All right, so that's the end of our podcast. Is there anything? I know. Is there anything that we
anything left out?
Anything we want to add?
No. We hope you all enjoy. This is the beginning of a new journey for us.
This is a test.
We are just
like a little perfume bottle.
Yeah, just a little test.
And perfume bottle. It's that little page that they have in the magazines.
We are.
Yes, the page in the magazine. Pull off and smell it. Rub it on you.
We don't know how personal we're going to be getting in these podcasts, but we're going to be as real as possible. And yes, this is T.T. Tam speaking. As you just heard my nephew say. And that's it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Doing the survey one time, and mm-hmm. The people was asking, it was like, are you employed, unemployed, are you looking for a job, are you not looking? I was like, I am
not. Definitely not.
I was like, that's a shame. You shouldn't check that. Somebody should check that box. I was like, I am not even looking.